First up, Coal River Valley organic farmer Tony Shearer says he will use his Senior Tasmanian of the Year award to further promote sustainable agriculture. Tony Shearer helped establish Frogmore Creek Wines, as well as being the co-founder for Sprout Tasmania 6 years ago, which helped small producers get their ideas up and running. Reporter Sally Dacre spoke to Tony Shearer about receiving the award.
Oh, believe me, it was one of the most humbling experiences that I've ever had in my life. I didn't expect it, so I had planned no, you know, talk or anything. So when I got up there, it was very emotional, and, you know, they asked me some questions about organic farming and that sort of thing, and probably spoke for just a few minutes. But one of the things that really came into my head was that what a country, you know, that can give an award like this to an ex-hippie from Santa Cruz, California. So, yeah, it was incredible. And, one of my achievements that I'll certainly always remember.
It's great. So, first of all, I mean, for those people that don't know the body of work that you've done, perhaps can you just paraphrase it before we talk about the future, about why, you know, what was so significant about your work?
Well, I have always felt from when I farmed in California that industrialization of agriculture was not good for the quality of our food. You know, I've always thought that agriculture is a biological process, not an industrial one. And I kept seeing more industrialization. And I'm not talking about buying a bigger tractor so you can get things done faster. I'm talking about taking something like a tomato and making it into something that's almost unedible. That, to me, is a sin. And I watched it happen with strawberries in California and tomatoes and carrots even, lots of other things. And a lot of it was done to actually put the power of those crops into the hands of a few. So, you know, in order to grow a strawberry that you could load on a truck in California on a Friday and it didn't get to Boston till a Friday after that, and it's still, you know, you could put it out on the shelf and sell it in another week, and, you know, it tasted like the carton that it was in, but it made the trip, and they were breeding vegetables to be able to do that. So in Tasmania, I look at it as we need to eat locally grown fruits and vegetables that, you know, some of the things that we sell to restaurants, at 9 in the morning, they're in the ground, and that evening, somebody's eating them. And that, to me, is real food.
Well, you've been, you know, I guess this is your deep philosophy, and you've been pushing that or promoting that through Sprout, which is the not-for-profit organisation that you co-founded. It was really about promoting the local food movement and some of the things that you've been talking about. It's been, is it 5 years old now? What do you think it's...
About 6 years old, yes, correct.
What do you think its success, and what would you like it to achieve in the future?
Well, I mean, you know, Alice Percy and I started this about 6 years ago, and our goal was to really sort of, I don't know if change is the right word, but alter the food culture of Tasmania, because most of the things, you go into a supermarket or a shop and count the vegetables that are not from here, and I can tell you they're normally the majority. There are times of the year when there are more things from Tasmania, but, and it just shouldn't be that way. We can grow just about everything here. Not only can we grow it, it's better quality. Our climate is better. You know, we get slower ripening for most things. Our sugar acid balance in fruits are phenomenal, especially berries and other fruits. I was dumbfounded as to why we were getting so many things in from the mainland. And I think it's been set up that way from the beginning because Tasmania grows a lot of commodities. And so we decided that local small growers were the key to producing really healthful, clean, great-tasting fruit and vegetables. And that's what Sprout is. We try to mentor and keep people on track to be successful to doing that. And I think to some degree we've done it. We have been successful, and, you know, we just have to stay on target. We can't drift off into areas where it's hard for us to get things done. So we have a great board of directors, a lot of people from different disciplines. We're moving along.
So you were presented this award at, I imagine, a fairly prestigious event, and
yes.
Now you have a Tasmanian and a national profile. What do you think that brings to your philosophy about the future of farming?
Well, I think it certainly will give me a platform to speak about it. Now, there are people that don't agree necessarily with what I agree with or what I believe in, but I think you only have to look at the success of organics. It's become a much bigger industry in Australia, and I think that it'll give us some sort of a platform to expand that. Now, to be in Sprout, you don't have to be organic, but, you know, you have to be. Sustainability is a funny word because it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But to me, it means you have to be economically sustainable, and so you have to be able to keep farming. But a lot of people are now saying, and restaurants particularly, local restaurants that we service, want things that haven't been sprayed. There's a lot of knowledge out there that's being lost because these things that people did we just took for granted 40 years ago when I started. There were no selective herbicides, so every weed had to be taken out by some other method. And a lot of those methods we're losing. People don't know how to do them anymore. But, you know, if you had 15,000 acres of iceberg lettuce in California, which is people did, you'd cultivate it every row.
So do you think you said Sprout's been running now for 6 years, but do you think the climate's changed? Do you think there is a willingness, perhaps there is a kind of a moment now?
I do believe that. And I think Tasmania, certainly the food scene, if you like, has changed here. And I think a lot of that is kind of due to the restaurants that have come here and the influx of tourists and people going to Mona and other places that stop and have dinner at, you know, the Garagistes and the Franklins of the world, the Ficos of the world, all the small restaurants that have come. If you go to those places now, including places like Templo, most of the dishes that are served are vegetables, but they're done in a way that people haven't seen before. So it's becoming very interesting to me, and I think Tasmania certainly is at the forefront. And I remember when I was selling wine for Frogmore on the mainland, I'd interview chefs, and we'd try the wines, and they'd either buy them and they wouldn't. But one of the things they wanted to talk about was the success and why they couldn't get success of local Tasmanian produce and why they couldn't get it. There's a big movement there.
And for you? The judging of the National Senior Australian of the Year must be underway?
Oh, my God. Is it ever? I didn't realize what kind of a program this was. It's enormous. And so we go to Canberra on the 23rd, Joyce and I, and we're there till, I think, we come back on the 25th. But if we win the National Award, we go to Sydney, I think, on Australia Day on the 26th. So, you know, it's a big ask. But, you know, I didn't think we'd win this one, but you just never know. You never know what the mood of judges are. And to select an organic farmer, yeah, is pretty impressive to me.
Congratulations to Coal River Valley farmer Tony Shearer, who will represent Tasmania in the Australian Senior of the Year Award after winning the state title.